Rossini's Stabat Mater was first produced in 1842. It was a success from the start, and yet with the passing years it seems to gain in popularity, and is now better known than most of Rossini's other works, William Tell and the Barber of Seville alone excepted. Heine, the great German poet, wrote interestingly of the Stabat Mater soon after its first performance. "It has been the event of the season," he wrote. "The discussion of this masterpiece is still the order of the day, and the very reproaches, which from the German point of view are directed against the great maestro, attest in a striking manner the originality and depth of his genius. The execution is too mundane, too sensual, too gay for this ideal subject. It is too light, too agreeable, too amusing. Such are the grievous complaints of some dull and tedious critics who, if they do not designedly affect an outrageous spiritualism, have at least appropriated to themselves by barren studies very erroneous notions on the subject of sacred music. As among the painters, so among the musicians, there is an entirely false idea as to the proper manner of treating religious subjects. Painters think that in truly Christian subjects, the figures must be represented with cramped, narrow contours and in forms as bleached and colorless as possible. The true character of Christian art does not reside in thinness and paleness of the body, but in a certain effervescence of the soul. And in this respect, I find the Stabat of Rossini truly Christian. And the poet's judgment of these hasty critics has proven sound, for the world now endorses the Stabat Mater as a masterpiece. Perhaps its music resembles to some extent that of Rossini's operas, but that may be explained because a true musician must always preserve his individuality, no matter in what style he may write. In any event, the Stabat Mater contains no bravura airs, and the style throughout is simple and sincere. The Inflammatus, When Thou Comest, that is given on this record by Marie Rappold, is without doubt the most famous portion of the work. It is truly a most magnificent melody, and even had the Stabat Mater failed, would itself have become immortal. Madame Rappold gives an exceptionally beautiful interpretation of the Inflammatus, and her record is in every way worthy of her and Rossini's melody. Madame Rappold is a well-known artist, both on the American concert and operatic stage.